Talking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name's Joel.
I'm Jeremy. You can. We are brought to you by Comeuppance Network. Check out all our social media sites at thisishowtowatchtv.com. And email us at twdwithjoelandjeremy@gmail.com.
That is also accurate. We are brought to you as well by the Jay and Jack Network. Check out all their shows at jayandjack.com/iTunes, their Amazon link /Amazon, their Patreon /Patreon.
I feel like Tom Brokaw.
Why? Because we're sitting so high up?
Sitting so high. I mean, feel like I'm going to have to lean down really far.
My knee has been hurting, so it just felt better to sit up higher.
And today,
and look at us.
I bring you the news.
Well, we are. We're bringing the news.
The news about Walking Dead. No, we don't have any news. We're going to talk about the episode.
The news about the finale of the last two episodes of The Walking Dead.
It's just talking about it.
Yeah, that's news.
The only thing new is our opinions.
Valid, and they're probably not that new. They're probably recycled. You could find our opinions anywhere on the internet. Although I haven't looked at anything for these two episodes.
If you're tuning in for this one, you're definitely going to hear some repeat opinions.
Yeah, probably. It started with episode 15, started with Rick reading Carl's letter on the porch. And Carl was reading it. That was a nice touch.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah. He remembered the world before The Walking Dead, basically. And that's the only time we've ever heard Carl talk about anything even remotely like that. It was such a cool way to, like, refresh that character.
Well, that's because kids don't put together those kinds of memories and those kinds of thoughts until they get a little bit older. So he was a little kid through most of the show, and now he was just finally starting to get older.
Right.
And
able to articulate that sentiment.
Right. But yeah, it was real touching.
He felt happy and special and safe holding his dad's hand. Growing up is making yourself and the ones you love safe, and he wants to make his dad feel safe, like he did when he held his hand.
Right.
And Carl said he wanted to kill Negan, but there are workers in there, regular people. If they won't end it, you have to find peace with Negan, find a way forward somehow. Every life is worth something. Just because it was a Carl note, I had to just go verbatim with it.
Okay.
Every life is worth something, that we can go back to school and birthdays, you know, want to do that kind of thing.
Yeah,
go on these walks with Judith. She'll remember them. I love you, Carl.
Right.
And Michonne was walking with Judith right at that moment. That was cute. Like, she was already doing what Carl's talking about.
Do you think Carl
knows
about Judith?
That she's Shane's?
Yeah.
I would think so.
Okay.
He's a smart kid.
To him.
Yeah.
But... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does he? You think he knew that?
Yeah, I would think so. I don't know. Maybe not. It's possible he never put two and two together there, but he seems rather perceptive.
One of the most perceptive people on the show, basically.
Yeah.
He's looking at the broader picture when nobody else was. You know, the big picture, the future. Nobody else was looking at that. Everybody else was just caught up in their little fucking petty wars.
Hey, man, you know? Supposedly next season is they're having a new showrunner come in. Again, for like the fourth time, and they're promising different things, just like...
Oh, so no more, we found the guns, they took the guns?
Right.
We found the guns again?
In theory, it's not going to repeat the, you know, looking for safety storyline, and I mean, like...
How, though? They showed the...
They've done it in Fear, The Walking Dead.
They've done it in Fear. The zombie herd.
Well, that's cool. I'm cool with that, figuring that out.
They did that already.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Michonne grabs a note
from
Negan.
So are you caught up on the Fear of the Walking Dead?
No, I'm not.
Did you just finish season two or season three, or are you just in the middle of season three?
I'm in the middle of season three, but the beginning of season three hooked me right in a way that none of the show had prior.
Fear of the Walking Dead. Okay.
And the reason being, they started doing this thing where they were just doing artistic shots. Rather than it making sense, practically speaking.
Okay.
There's two characters. One's leaning on the other one, shoulder asleep. And then somebody sees them from across the room. And it cuts to them. And they're just like... They both just open their eyes at the same time. Really creepy.
So
then
it kind
cuts
of make
to the opening
it, so
credits.
They're kind of making it their own show, then.
Yeah, it's kind of being a little... I'm hoping that they
I
just...
I always thought it was kind of like that. It didn't...
I know, but they weren't going far enough with that kind of shit. And that's a little thing, but then there was like a hand slap against the glass and he thought it was a walker, but it was just a character.
Yeah,
you know,
but
like
the
way
that,
they
though.
I know
that's happened in The Walking Dead.
It was just the artsy way. It was like they finally said just kind of go
guess
do
I'll
your
have
own
to watch
thing.
It to see what you're talking about.
Because the first two seasons were bland by comparison, that's all I'm saying. And then the storyline they injected was more interesting than anything that had preceded it, I think.
The boat and all that shit. That's where I got to.
It's all more interesting than the boat. So Gregory is trying to make amends with Simon. He wants to make it right with Negan. He's like, I'm Negan now. He's got the juice and momentum, so Gregory must go. And he's like, I can advise on politics. And he starts losing his shit, saying, I made shit happen. Who the hell are you to tell me I'm done? I am the juice.
Oh, Greg. Oh, God. He was so awful.
Right. He was going to kill
Gregory.
He was
almost as bad as Shane. As Shane? Is that his name? Who am I talking about?
I don't know. You're not talking into the mic, though.
Huh?
You're talking to me, not
the mic. The guy with the guy that you just said.
Oh, Simon.
Simon, not Shane. I'm sorry. Simon as a walker.
Right. Oh, the worst.
The worst walker
acting. That's in this episode. That's in this episode. We're getting there. Yeah, the worst. So he was like, yeah, no, I wasn't going to let you go, dumbass. I was going to kill you. Now go make me some coffee.
Right.
At Oceanside, they discuss just killing Aaron. And then just then he kills a walker right in front of them. And they leave him on the ground basically starving and dehydrating.
Or was that the deal?
What? He was just staying out there until they'd listened.
So it was just a protest of...
Yeah, he was doing Gandhi-like stuff where he's not eating, but killing walkers. I mean, not so much Gandhi, but...
This world could use a little Gandhi.
Right. Eugene is making mac and cheese, and he gives a pep talk to his crew. Gabriel is hacking, and Eugene doesn't want to get sick.
It sounded like the worst mac and cheese.
Yeah, the stuff he was talking about adding to it. I mean, I'd be okay with a little garlic and mac and cheese.
Yeah, that would
be all right. I don't know what the hell he was on about. Let's see. Eugene gives Gabriel some advice about the bullets, and Gabriel was basically trying to make them not work.
Right.
And, yeah, so, like, it was leaving a little knobbly bit out at the end there. It was like a little nipple.
A knobbly bit.
a little nipple. And he doesn't want to help Eugene, but he does fear death.
Okay.
Hashtag knobbly bit.
Hashtag knobbly bit.
He thinks maybe it's God's way of telling him he hasn't changed, and he gets suspended and cries like a little bitch. He's like, could you shut up? I want to hear you cry. They go outside, and Eugene gets captured instantly.
By Rosita.
Right.
Right.
At the sanctuary, Dwight runs into Negan. He tells him how it felt to be cornered with no help coming, and Dwight remembers who he is. He's Negan.
I mean, listen. I'm jumping ahead here, I guess, a little bit. But fucking Eugene is lucky that one of them didn't blow his fucking brains out.
One of who?
The Rick's people. The people that captured him.
Oh, right then and there?
Right then and there. As soon as he came out the door, he's lucky he didn't get his head shot off.
Yeah, you but know, do you think they made a deal with him? Do you think they convinced him to do that, or do you think he made that call on his own?
I think that him and Rick knew, and that was it. Somehow that was all planned.
You think from the beginning,
from
Eugene?
From the beginning, Eugene went in. That was the...
With the intent of making bullets?
The intent of yeah, bringing that around. He had that in his hip pocket the whole time.
Huh.
You know, he knew it would come around to that.
But the way he treated everybody, I know he was like playing the part.
He had to play the part. He had to.
Yeah.
He had to go full out for Negan.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Did Eugene pull one over on everybody this entire time? Or did he just recently convert to, you know, the side of our crew, so to speak?
I think that
well, not mine. I'm wearing a leather jacket. I'm Negan, obviously.
I think it was a plan. I am Negan. I think it was a plan altogether.
I'm squarely in the camp of Eugene winged this every second just to survive. And that was his call right then.
No, it couldn't have been right then, though, because he'd had to make the bullets that way.
I know, but that was the night before. They literally did it all the night before. He would have just made sure they got those first. You know, he had to have some regular ones so that he could let him do target practice. You know what I mean? To shoot Rick, the hey Rick. So at the sanctuary, let's see. Oh, Dwight remembers he's Negan, and he tells him, when the time comes, I want you to remember this little talk.
Right.
Simon explaining to Negan he thought he was dead, and he asked for a pass on this one. And Simon recalls when he took the sanctuary, when Simon helped him take this place. He remembers Simon killing men and boys at Oceanside, which explains why they don't want to work with Negan, and also explains why there's no men and boys there,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was a cool little tie-in. It was fucking Simon. That's crazy.
Right.
He needs Simon on his knees, and he asks if he's going to make a move, and he's like, no move to make. All is forgiven. I mean, duh, that's not obviously all right. Forgiven, but...
Right.
They have a new plan, and basically they're going to snipe him anytime someone tries to leave Hilltop. And everyone else clears out except Dwight, and he says Dwight kept his eyes on what could keep him alive and well.
Straightforward.
Yeah, I mean, he's just fucking with him because he knows at this point.
Right, he knows at this point. So he's trying to plant a seed, you know, so it gets back to Rick.
Well, right, we haven't even got to that, to the actual plan yet, but yeah, exactly. Or no, they did. They showed the map.
Right.
I just summed it up. Let's see. So with Eugene, Daryl's about to cut his tongue out, and Eugene didn't expect it to play out the way it did with Negan. Rosita calls him selfish and a coward, and they're only keeping him alive for his brain.
I mean, so you think that's the point where he turned?
No, he would have had to turn the night before. Or wait, no, sorry.
No, he ran back.
That's right, he came back there. No, so maybe? It almost would have had to have been in order for him to fulfill the order in that particular way.
Right.
At the sanctuary, Dwight is copying the map. Simon comes in, and they discuss the management problem, and Dwight's like, uh-huh. Yeah, totally. I'm totally still into this. As much as I was when we were out on the road, decided not to save him, totally still into it. Daryl kills a bunch of walkers, and Eugene is plotting, and he makes himself puke on Rosita, then runs. It was actually pretty cleverly hidden in the ashes there. That took some balls to stop running and crawl under something that would obviously leave a dust cloud or an ash cloud for minutes afterwards. And there was no wind. So that was bullshit that they came around there. And there was no dust, no ash floating.
True enough.
Immediately, I was like, he's hiding in the ash.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was pretty obvious.
Yeah. At the Oceanside.
How it wasn't so obvious to them, I don't know.
Right. They just ran right through it.
Right.
At Oceanside, Aaron wakes up in the woods and it's raining. He almost gets bit and he loses his knife in the mud. And I'm just like, someone's going to save him from Oceanside. Or not. They do find him and he pleads the case to join him. Negan is going to keep hurting them unless they fight, is his basic.
Right.
I mean, it seems like a solid strategy to basically. It's never going
to
fucking.
It's the only leg he's got to stand on trying to get them to go. Is they've turned down everything else.
Right. Mm-hmm. At the sanctuary, Simon has rallied the troops to kill Negan. If you're here, you're in. And Simon offers the kill to Dwight, and Dwight had Negan hid behind the dumpster.
So Dwight turned on Simon
right there. And everyone but Simon is taken out, and he lunges at Dwight, which was pretty cool, but also like, okay, come on, he would have got to him.
Right.
Simon asks why, and Dwight's like, he'd win. Negan quotes Ric Flair, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
I'm pretty sure he snuck a woo in there in the middle. Simon gives a pep talk to the workers, and then they fight. And Dwight and Gregory bail. He gives Gregory the map and tells him to give it to Rick. And Negan is choking out Simon and says, what an asshole. Like, that's the end of the fight after he kills him, basically. What an asshole.
What an asshole, right?
Mm-hmm. So he did. He just choked him out there. Like, choked him to death, right?
I thought that death was going to be a lot more satisfying. Simon was an asshole and deserved a more satisfying death than just being choked to death by Negan.
We found out why later, but...
Lucille.
Yeah, I could see that. At Hilltop, Gregory is in the pen by himself. That's funny. The only one. Maggie gives Rick the map. And then back at the sanctuary, Negan talks to Dwight about Simon and offers him the number two spot. He says he'll help him finish this thing with Rick. And he's like, don't sell yourself short. You already have. That was obviously the moment where you're supposed to go, oh, shit.
Right.
The girl is in Dwight's room, and she rats him out, and Negan is putting it all together. He came through for Negan anyway by giving Rick the fake-ass plan. And he's got plans for Dwight. I mean, I'm not sure we know what those would have been at this point.
Well, we do.
Oh, do we in the next episode?
Not at this point, but in the next episode. He's wearing the the ace winner.
Oh, right. Got it.
You know, he's the lackey.
He's the new Daryl.
Right.
So Eugene is back at the factory. We shall and we will change Savior history. We're going to fulfill the order. Even Gabriel's back in. It's time to do something useful with our pathetic lives. He repeats back what Rosita said to him. So he's listening.
Right.
He's no dummy, obviously.
No.
But, at the sanctuary, Simon is on the fence, and he's the worst walker of all time.
It's absolutely the worst one
I've ever seen.
Out of the whole entire show.
Yeah, it's
seriously,
awful. It's
terrible. Yeah.
It was so fucking stupid.
It was so bad.
It was so over the top and unlike any walker we've ever seen. They don't bite when there's nothing around, really.
Right.
It's certainly not frantically like that.
Right.
I mean, didn't somebody go slow the... Put it in fucking slow-mo. Something.
Right. Do something
make
to fix
this make
his
sense.
Walker acting. It's bad.
It's awful.
It's really bad.
Put him on the fence. Get him off the fence. He sucks.
He's got to go do Westworld. Get him out of here.
Michonne calls Negan, and she's calling about Carl, and she's delivering the letter. He wonders if this is what Negan wanted, and the way out is working together. Forgiveness. I hope my dad offers you peace, and start over while you still can. And he's like, yeah, there's no getting out of this now. Winning is about killing every last one of them. And Rick made this happen. No more talk. Smashes the fucking
Smashes
radio.
The walkie-talkie.
I mean, good episode to set up the finale.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoyed both these episodes. I thought they were great.
Great.
I mean,
they were good.
In this season arc, yeah, I mean, they were sad. So it was satisfying. I mean, Simon, as a walker, I guess not so much. That does sort of take away from that death.
I mean, the way he died and his walker acting was just terrible. Like, his out was not good. Glenn, great out. Eyeball popping out of the head.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What about Carl? You think that was a good death?
Yeah. Yeah. It was poetic.
It served purpose. It pushed the story forward despite people hating on it. And I don't quite understand what the kid did to get kicked off the show. I mean, they made it sound like he was just, okay, you're out. I don't know if he was.
What do you mean?
I don't know. His dad was saying something like that. The actor's dad, Carl's dad in real life, was saying something about the way they just unceremoniously kicked him off the show, kind of thing. I don't know.
I mean, I guess maybe behind the scenes, but like, I thought his death was pretty ceremonial.
I think
he was at a church.
I think he meant in terms of the fact that in the comics, Carl's still alive. And so, like, he thought his kid was going to be on the show longer kind of thing. Like, it was probably just, you know, being butthurt about your kid getting kicked off. I get it. I mean, I'd feel bad, I guess, you know.
So Carl's still alive in the comic books?
As far as I know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know much about the comics at all, but all I've heard is Carl didn't die yet. I mean, it's a reverse spoiler, I guess.
Yet.
Yeah. He hasn't died in the comics. And they said they're on, like, what would be season 12 of The Walking Dead.
Okay. You see it going 12 seasons?
Yeah.
We've had this discussion many times on this podcast.
I do. I don't think they're going to... I feel like it's so open-ended. If they could just hit on something good, flash forward a couple years and show Negan rotting away in jail and, you know, them having built some of the stuff from the book.
That's where I think they need to go, man.
Right?
Like, yeah.
And then, like, then let's see what's going
on. Into the... new civilization a little bit. Let's see some of that. Like, I agree with you there. I would like to see that.
Okay, so we start with
10 years later.
We start with the exact opposite, a flashback.
Right.
Rick taking a walk with young Carl.
Right.
They did a good job with young Carl. It wasn't right exactly, but it was close enough.
Yeah, it was close enough. It was probably right around the time before everything went to shit. You know that.
I just met the actor.
They didn't really show his face.
A little bit from the side.
Yeah,
it was like, it's almost Carl.
Yeah, they did a good job, I thought.
I could believe that, I guess. Yeah. Back in present day, a walker with one eye missing. I thought that was like a little nod to Carl, maybe.
The governor,
there you go. Sadiq made a bottle for Gracie, and Rick asks him how it happened, finally. He's like, I had to watch my mother get bit and die, and she believed people's souls are trapped in the bodies of the monsters. Carl was taking me back to Alexandria, and I told him what she believed, and then he saw a few of the dead and wanted to honor her. He died paying respects to a woman he never knew, and he didn't think about how dangerous it was, and all that's left of the people we lose are their ideas.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just, it's all so beautifully, I mean, I will say great because it's good writing too. I mean, to fucking all these little pieces that are pushing Rick in the direction that he eventually goes.
Right.
You know, it's all subtle shit. I mean, right. Some of it's a little, I don't know. I feel weird defending Walking Dead, but
you don't have to defend it. I'm not attacking it.
No, but people do.
I guess
they
I wasn't shitting on it.
I'm used to people shitting on it, especially my buddy Alan. He's just like, "Oh, fuck that show. I'm over it. I stopped watching after the prison stuff." I'm like, oh, "Okay,
that was way back. Okay,
it's a long time ago, and it was yes, it was utterly pointless."
There's
and,
been some good stuff in between.
God, that season could have been so good. They could have cleared new rooms every day and taken over the prison and like run it. That could have been awesome.
Yeah. I thought, like, when that was happening...
Figured out a way to get it power and shit.
I thought there was a whole different direction for that.
Yep. Yeah, again, I read about the governor, and I'm like, oh, cool, there's going to be this guy running the prison?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, but it was not that.
It was not that at all, no.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, but it was ended up not being the case.
So Jerry and the King talk about the upcoming war. We're not losing shit. He just kept saying, we're not doing shit.
He finally got, like, irritated with him.
The group discusses whether the Gregory info is a setup. I mean, good call.
Right.
To even consider it. Morgan is losing it, and the gate opens, and he charges at them and almost ends Henry.
Right.
I mean, the savior guy offered to lead the herd away, and Morgan is insisting that he comes, and he's like, look, we're worse than we were. Giving your word and breaking it, that was wrong, man. You know,
well, Rick did, yeah.
Thinks they lost everything, and they walk out of Alexandria, and Michonne and Rick hold hands. Yeah, I mean, that's a valid point. Old Rick would not have done that. How far did Rick have to go to, quote-unquote, beat Negan? Did he become Negan in a way?
Dude, I don't know, man. The more and more I watched, like, and waited for Negan to... be the Negan from that first episode he was in where he killed Glenn and Abraham.
Like, well, because they painted him clearly as the villain there, whereas the Negan they've been painting in the last few episodes is that of a decent guy who's trying to do what's right for his people.
He thought he was doing the right thing as far as the way he was running, and it kind of probably steamrolled a little bit beyond his...
Oh, he had no intention of Simon killing all the people at the junkyard.
No, that's what I mean, like that kind of stuff. And he kept saying, we don't kill people, we save people.
Right.
And it's just the one example that he uses, like, not that that's a right thing to do the way he kills one person. Like, that's not... the way to go.
Right, but if it gets people to fall in line, it means to an end.
Maybe his methods, like in the way he was doing things, but his intentions were kind of there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he was truly evil at heart. Simon kind of was.
Yeah, Simon was, for sure.
I don't think Negan was. Like you said, he wasn't the guy that they painted in that first terrifying fucking episode. Was it season 8 or season 7?
Wasn't it the finale of... it was a finale of 6. Leading into the opening of season 7.
But yes, that
he beat the shit out. He beat Glenn to death, or Abe to death.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't show that until
The next season.
Right.
Let's see. So, at the sanctuary, Dwight is a prisoner now, and Negan and Eugene discuss the bullet order being complete, and he shoots a "Hey, Rick." That was pretty good.
Right.
Lance and Duke. He's like idiots.
Yeah.
We got a boss. He sent Lance and Duke to die. Negan confesses to the plan. He planted a map and says they will believe it because they will have killed everyone. Oh, okay. And they assume that they're going to kill all of the saviors that they capture.
I'm sorry. What?
Negan planted a map and he says they'll believe it because they will have killed everyone already.
So he sent those people knowingly to their death.
Yeah, knowing that they're going to die. Right. And rather than find out that the plan was not valid or whatever, they're just going to kill everyone so they'll have no info. Hippie guy mocks Morgan about not dying, and then Jesus snaps him out of it, and they seem to know it's a trap. I mean, it seemed like it, right? Gabriel calls Negan on seeming like he wants to kill them all now. And he jumps out of the car and runs blindly through the woods. And Eugene catches him, and then Negan calls dibs. I mean, I get why he ran away then. He's like, oh shit, you do just want to kill them all now. Like, I thought you were, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what he thought. What, he was a half-decent guy? I mean, he tries to see the good in everyone, right?
Gabriel does, yeah.
Jesus.
Which just keeps getting him into trouble.
Right.
Right.
Jesus tries to help Morgan, and he says, pointy end for the dead, rounded end for the living.
I like that little rule that he gave Morgan. You try to keep him in line a little bit, because he used it later.
So they saw a massive herd? Is that what I saw off in the distance? I mean, at first, it was really hard to see the first time. Later, I think they showed it a little more clearly.
Right, but yes. Yeah, later when they were standing on the hill, and Rick pointed it out to everybody.
And we're talking dwarfing the size of the quarry. Herd. That was way in the distance, dude.
It was huge. Yeah.
And it was a massive fucking herd.
Right.
That's going to be like thousands upon thousands of them. In Alexandria, saviors show up and they bail out into the woods. They left Gregory inside, and Tara and the savior guy offers to help her. The Oceanside shows up and fucking firebombs the saviors.
Right.
That was pretty awesome. Rick hears Negan whistling, and Negan discusses Eugene making bullets and Dwight's betrayal. And the saviors get taken out. Then Rick's group attacks, and Negan shot in the hand.
Oh, what? You're talking about... Okay, you're going pretty fast.
Oh, sorry, man.
You're talking about the way they... Okay, so Rick and them...
Stop me any time to discuss.
Rick and them did actually fall for the trap.
Okay.
They got led into that open kill box area.
Right.
Right outside of those
trees.
But they had
their own saviors to, you know, to come in and
so,
help them out.
Here's comes to that question again. Did Rick lead them and bring them into the trap knowing what Eugene was doing? Or if Eugene was the other way, Rick and them are dead. There's no cover where they were at. Like, they came up over the top of that hill.
Oh, right, that's
right.
Firing
down.
That's right. They shot, and then the guns exploded in their own hands.
Right.
So that was the only say. No, I mean, they may have been dead then.
Right. So, like, Eugene has already decided at this point. I think it was a plan all along that Rick talked him into going
I would
in
love
there.
To think that he had that much
gumption.
Class. You know, that much... what's the term for it? That much...
Moxie?
No, not even that. Just like the... I don't know. I can't think.
Balls? Gumption?
No, none of those things. Just like the fact that he would have the fortitude to make that even happen. The idea of him having that much pride in or that much loyalty to them is more what I'm thinking. I don't think he did. I think he really just has loyalty to himself.
But
and,
then why?
And it was like,
okay,
because he knew Negan was going to lose.
How did he know that, though?
Because
he didn't know that they
got captured.
Yeah, but if he makes the bullets properly, Negan wins, dude. That just is what it is. That Negan winning or losing was all
right. So he decided to make the call right then that he which
it
side he wanted
right
to be
then,
on.
Though he had to have done it
well
like
the night
said,
before.
The night before or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, once he got captured, I think he came back and was like, you know what, we can just do it like this. And then I'll be with Rick rather than with Negan. I'm sure he feels, even though he's alive and shit, I'm sure he doesn't feel safe there. You know, like he's not going to get found out and killed at any moment for doing something wrong. It's a mafia-style thing.
That's probably one of the most interesting discussions out of this whole season.
What's that?
Was it a plan from the beginning, or was Eugene flip-flopping the whole time? I'd be interested to know.
What would
be
the point of, like, the conversations with Gabriel? If he wasn't coming to terms with his morality on all of this, you know, when Gabriel was sick,
he had to like,
because then he let them out.
Yeah, but it might have been a thing where I have to keep my cover. So this is really tearing me up because if I do this, it could blow my cover. If I let you out, it could blow my cover. You're right though. Like going back to that episode and thinking about it, like I'm not saying that you're right about
right
totally, but like he was going through that.
Should I,
whoa,
shouldn't I?
I shouldn't, I think.
And he's
but
been back and forth over
it
and over
either
again.
Way. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I think I would like to hear that a definitive answer on that. Or not.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Either if it's next season or if somebody tells us whether it was...
Right.
You know, if it was a long-term con.
Right.
Or if it was something that he made, like you said, the night before, he made the call to ruin all his bullets. I like to think, though, that like they couldn't have made... all of the bullets in one night. They had been over there making the bullets.
Right, but they gave them the ones that they made the last night. With the defective.
Loaded up all the guns with the defective bullets.
Yeah.
Right. Because they were all defective. They all blew up. Yeah. Not one bullet got fired at Rick's crew.
Yep.
Right.
So Negan gets shot in the hand during the ensuing thing. Yeah. Oh, that's what it was.
The guns are
I didn't realize that at the time. I just thought he got shot. I thought somebody came in and shot at them. I didn't realize what was going on at first. It was all happening so quickly.
Oh, they're when all there.
I thought they all got shot at.
Right.
Like, boom, boom. Oh, shit. Right. You know, like somebody was taking out their guns from another location. So Gabriel clocks Negan.
Right.
That was pretty impressive, you know. So does Dwight. And then Rosita saves Eugene.
Dude, I get it. But Negan, like, in this instance, like, he I guess his hand just got blown up, I guess, or whatever. But, like, Dwight's fucking pounding him. And he's just like, eh, and then runs away.
Right.
Like, he just shoves Dwight a little bit and then runs around the corner and runs away from everyone.
I mean, to be fair, there could be gunfire. You know, there could be stuff he has to hide from to where you don't want to just be standing there dealing with Dwight in the middle of that battle.
I
you know, maybe.
I was just talking about the way that it looked.
Yeah, he just like shoved him off and ran away.
And then he runs away. The way he shoved him away from him was just like,
oh, he was so desperate at that point.
Yeah.
Morgan uses the non-pointy side.
Right.
The saviors kneel and surrender. I don't know why I put
The Morgan scene. Wait, go back to the Morgan scene where he, I think it was right after they took out the team of the people that Negan sent to their death. Morgan and them took him out, and he walks up to that guy and, like, stabs him. The guy's like, no, wait, no, please, no. And he stabs him in the fucking chest and cuts his fucking throat real fast and shit. And then he sees the flashback of the fucking long-haired hippie dude and shit. And he's like, wow, that was brutal. Like, I thought that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
The way they stuck that guy in. I hated that guy, but that was his best scene.
Right.
Him already dead, you know? Like,
so then
he was like being dead fucking rocks or some shit like that. Right. Like, he was like, he was
great. Okay, so that was before Jesus told him to use the rounded end.
Yes, because he stabbed that guy in the chest. The dude was begging for his life, and he stabbed him just fucking.
And that he was doing what Negan was saying, going to kill them all before even talking to
him. He did exactly what, when that dude was alive and probably would have given up the plan, you know?
Rick is chasing Negan, and they finally fight by a tree. Negan thinks he can still get out of this, and Rick tells Negan they can have a future, and he gives him 10 seconds. He's like, give me 10 seconds for Carl. It doesn't have to be a fight anymore. They can both start to cry, and Rick slits his throat. And look what you did. Carl didn't know a damn thing. And we see the flashback again, and we come back.
So what were his exact words there?
Look what you did. Carl didn't know a damn thing.
He said more after that, though, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't catch anything after that.
Peter Baelishing.
Yeah. That's a whole another theory, man. 45 pages. We see the flashback again, and then we come back, and everyone is watching Rick and Negan. Rick says to save him, and Maggie is pissed. It's not over until he's dead. Yeah, fucking she just fucking losing her fucking her mind.
She has kept her calm this whole time. Like, even since Glenn's been dead. She's kept pretty well collected, taking over the hilltop, you know.
Being pregnant,
all of that shit.
Right.
But speaking of which, man, she's been pregnant for...
Feels like a long time. This season couldn't have been more than like 2 weeks.
Right.
It feels like
she
kept
it together
small.
Pretty well. And then just loses her shit right at the end there when he's not going to kill him. And so is Maggie the villain now? Like, is she going to be?
I mean.
Her sitting in that throne at the end? She was sitting in that big fucking wooden chair, cocked all fucking.
Yeah, a little Cersei going on.
Right. Right. So, and I don't know. What did she mean by that? It was a very vague statement. And she said, when the time comes, or when the time's right, we're going to stay here. We're going to build our defenses. We're going to work on defending ourselves
better. I think
better.
She means they're going to take out Negan.
Comes,
but
we're going to show them that they're wrong.
Right, but I don't know.
I think it means, like, letting Negan go and cause some more shit and show him that she should have, like, it's going to turn out, like, not like we expect. But I didn't like the whole Maggie being evil kind of thing at the end that was going on there.
Right.
Who else was with her that you said?
Well, Maggie admits Jesus was right about saving the saviors, and Rick was right about not killing the saviors, but not Negan.
Not Negan was the one that needed to die. He was the one.
We have to build this up, but Rick and Michonne were wrong to do what they did. They will show them.
So Michonne by holding her back? She meant, or...
Wait, what? Michonne what?
Michonne was like holding Maggie back.
Like, well, why is Michonne... No, because Michonne's on Rick's side. Oh, that's okay. How they're viewing it, because they're a couple. So anyway, back to the field. The ones who have your hands up, put them down. We're all going to go home now. Negan is alive, but his way of doing things is over. Anyone who can't live with that will pay a price. And go home, and then the work begins. The new world begins. And this is just what was. There's got to be something after. And we find out Eugene sabotaged the bullets, and she punches him for the puke.
Right.
And
he said fair play.
Yeah. Morgan tells Carol to tell Henry he's going to be okay. So this is our goodbye to Morgan. I mean, for the group anyway.
Right.
Rick is under the prism like the season opener. When he says, mercy prevails over my wrath.
Mm-hmm.
I think we saw that at the beginning of the season.
That was the him crying and all that shit. Yeah, that was it, for sure.
Back at the hilltop.
Is that where they buried Carl?
At that tree?
Yeah.
No, I think they buried him in Alexandria.
Right, okay.
At Hilltop, the Savior has been reading the Key to the Future book and wants to help.
Who? That
Savior the guy nice, with the curly hair. The
nice face, okay.
The guy with the nice
he's
face.
He's got the nice looking face. He, you know what I mean? He's got like a, it's a kind
he's
face.
He's got the nice looking
he's
face.
He's got a kind looking face.
He's got the nice looking face.
For a Savior,
face.
He had a kind face. All the other Saviors we've seen are all been kind of
mean. Now we're going to go with he had a nice face.
He has a nice face. It's Ryan Reynolds-ish.
At the sanctuary, they welcome them with open arms. In the woods. Oh, yeah, they welcome all the Saviors welcome the people from, you know,
they're trading. And
they're coming up in there to help. And,
right.
You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, hey. Like
rebuilding
nodding and shit. Like
yeah.
Smiling and stuff.
We were shooting at each other the other day.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Let's see.
But this is where I think we can jump ahead, though. This is a good spot where you can do the 5 years later, 10 years later. You know, like.
Yeah, Judith could be right. Carl's age.
We can jump ahead a little bit to that, I think.
In the woods.
10 years might be a bit much.
Right.
Five years ahead wouldn't be a bad jump.
Right.
You know?
Although I don't want to see the birth, but you know what I mean? Like, it'd be cool to see Glenn's kid be born. You know what I mean? Like,
whatever. We don't need to see it be born.
We don't.
He could just be there. Be like 5 years old.
Babies are boring. Let's get to the 5-year old.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. In the woods, Dwight and Daryl. Dwight admits what he did and knew he'd have to face it. He got to see Negan taken down, and that's enough. He's like, I'm a piece of shit. He apologizes, and Daryl tosses him the keys and tells him to go and never come back. Go out there, and you make it right. Find her.
Right. Find your wife.
Yeah. At the junkyard. Now, do you think... we'll get there. We're almost there. At the junkyard, Morgan shows up, and he tells her she can go back to the community. Morgan Jones meets Anne, not Jadis.
Right.
So she had some fancy name for the post-apocalyptic clan that barely spoke.
The weird, right.
Yeah, garbage people.
Garbage people.
Morgan wants to be alone, so he stays. So that's the end of Morgan in Walking Dead. How is that? You know, like, the helicopter's got to just come back and pick him up somehow, or, you know what I mean? Like, something has to happen with that.
Your helicopter's completely unrelated.
I'm telling you, man.
It's unrelated.
It was just floating above the hill, above the garbage thing. Right. There's a helipad there.
Right, but it's completely unrelated.
To him going
yes,
to...
Yes, he's going to walk there. Yep. He's going to walk to wherever they're at.
If they're close
Morgan's
enough
just
for him
show,
to walk...
Morgan's just going to show up.
It's just going to be a whole episode of Morgan walking.
There's no helicopter.
Oh, God. No chance. So Dwight finds a note at their house, and it said honeymoon infinity. Okay, I don't remember what that. If there's some connection to
his wife,
I know that, but I don't know if there's something that they referenced in the past episodes that I'm supposed to connect the honeymoon infinity symbol.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think she's alive?
Yeah, either that or somebody fucking with him. Like somebody
effectively,
else.
Effectively. Well, because that sounded like her. You know what I mean? Or at least to him. He reacted as if it had to be her.
I mean, that note wasn't there before. He had already been there and, like, left something.
So maybe she went to where they had their honeymoon or something like that. It's possible. I don't know that we'll ever get
that. I thought
that
was where they had their honeymoon.
Oh, maybe.
That house.
Oh, okay. I thought that was just their
place. Like, that was the thing, their honeymoon, their ideal honeymoon was sitting on their own couch with a case of beer and a bag of chips or some shit.
Gotcha.
And he left that there with a note and then didn't go back. Or somebody else found it or something like that.
Right.
And he went back and that her note was there.
God damn it. That's why I didn't get alerted for my dentist visit this morning. I had it set for PM.
Oops.
They're like, are you on your way? I'm like, yeah, I'll be there in like 3 minutes. I'm still sitting at my desk.
Oh, shit.
Let's see. So Maggie admits, that we talked about that. Negan, Michonne and Rick are going to make him watch. Carl pictured something better. Negan will have a job, too. He'll be an example rotting in a cell for the rest of his life. Evidence of making a civilization.
Right.
I mean, that's cool, you know.
It's always a bad idea to keep the villain alive.
I concur. It's very James Bond or Austin Powers-esque.
Right.
It's like, oh, we'll just... I'm going to put you in a room with moat of sharks, right. And I'm just going to walk away.
You think somebody, like one of the saviors, isn't going to...
No, I don't think so. I think there is no loyalty to Negan.
Oh, you think
they killed all the ones.
Say, I'm done.
Yeah, they're all like, boo. Well, you know, right. We're
with the exploding guns, like,
yeah,
it was just like, fuck, this is getting out of control.
Yeah,
and they really got out of hand fast.
Yeah, right. So let's see. Gabriel thanks God. He's like in a burnt out church.
He's in the church where Carl died. That's exactly what I thought.
Oh, okay. Rick and young Carl. Dear Carl, I remember. I forgot who I was. You made me remember.
He's writing a note back to
him.
I got a little choked up at this part.
I remember that feeling walking with you that day, like I finally knew who I was for the first time in my life. Thing is, we were walking side by side, but you were bringing all of us to the new world. You made it real, I remember. I mean, if there could have been a more beautiful way to write a character off, I haven't seen it really. I mean, that was the way they wrote Carl off and the way they treated it. It had such an impact on the story.
The way that it was just a bite. Like, it wasn't
right.
In the war. It wasn't. It was
all
him
of
trying
the factors
to help somebody.
Of it.
Yeah.
All those little details of why he did it.
It was good stuff.
I mean, what do you think for next season, man? Like, if they're talking about new shit.
I honestly, you got me stuck on the time jump. I want to see the time jump. I want to see, like you said, that's a fresh start almost. We're done here. We did the Negan War.
Right. Unless there's another group coming after them, which...
I mean, but that's not new stuff. That's the same old shit. Like, even the Walker herd is the same old shit, basically. Like, it's the same thing, only bigger. Like, I understand.
Wouldn't it be cool if they could wipe them out on a grand scale, though?
Like, if they figure out how to firebomb the whole fucking herd and just basically wipe them out to nothing, yes, that would be cool.
I just mean,
but
like...
we could see that in a flashback.
Yeah, and we may.
You know what I mean? Like, we could be 5 years ahead and see that happen in a flashback.
Right.
Like, I could deal with that. You know what I'm saying? But yes, I think the show does need a fresh start, man. I really think it does. I liked it. I did enjoy it. I'm not shitting on it. Okay?
I don't... Here's the problem with the flash forward. I don't see Maggie waiting 5 years to enact her revenge on Negan. I don't think she's going
to
let Glenn's child be
okay,
born
so
into the world
have to
with
be
Negan
5
alive.
Years, I guess, but...
I mean, then we're talking months because she's pregnant, and she's not going to let her son be born, or her kid be born into the world while Negan's still alive. I just have that feeling.
Okay.
I feel like that's where they're going to go with that.
So then it's her versus Rick.
Which,
in Michonne.
I don't want that.
I don't want that either. But I guess that's new shit. And she's going to withhold all the information. The book. She's got the book.
She could. I mean, that would hurt the people.
Right.
I don't know, man.
Not her people, though.
I hope that it's a swerve. I hope that she's not evil now. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, that's
it's
kind of
what they made it look like
turn.
At the end. You know? They
it's
really did.
Such a quick turn. I'm not ready for her to turn heel.
Right.
Okay, well, we'll be back for another season of Walking Dead because this show's never going to end. And Yeah, next year around this time, are we going to do Westworld? Have we decided?
Yeah, we can.
Do you want to? I mean,
try,
I'm not
yeah.
meaning right now. I just
well,
are we
no,
going to do
I have
Westworld
to watch it again? We can.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well then we're going to do a Westworld podcast as well. Check out all our shows on thisishowtowatchtv.com. Just click on the podcast link. All of them are on there, videos and audio of each episode.
And then just a little over a year from now, Game of Thrones.
Right. Another year. So, I mean, we waited a long time for Westworld season two. I liked
like
the premiere.
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, I really did too. I thought it was great.
I don't want to talk on here because I don't know who's
too. I was falling asleep
seen what,
quite a
but...
bit through, yeah, some of it. So I got to watch it again. But yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. Let's see. Anything else?
I think that's it, man.
Anything else you want to plug, like your sign business?
I mean, there's nothing on the table for me to plug with, but I mean, come up and sign I made back there for Joel. Yeah, I mean, 9 Mile Branding. Check us out on Facebook and 9milebranding.com.
And yeah, we'll be back next year because we can't stand not talking about TV. You know why? This is how to watch TV. See you later. All these memories in my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.